It all starts with making that initial phone call. It all starts with picking up the phone and calling your buddy Marlon and reading the script. And I call up Marlon and I go, "Hey, Marlon, what's happening? Play along right here." "Marlon, what's up, buddy? It's Nate. What's going on, man?"
"How you doing, sir?"
"I'm good, brother. I'm good. Hey, listen, I'm super busy right now. I'm running out the door, and I'm going to a meeting, actually, but I'm glad I got a hold of you. I want to catch up. I know it's been a while since we chatted and stuff. I want to catch up with you for sure, but something came across my desk that literally blew me away, and I have no idea if you're going to be interested or not, but I'm thinking about the, you know, most business-minded people I know who were smart enough, if I showed them a good opportunity, would, you know, take advantage of it, and the first person I thought about was you, Marlon. I got involved with this company. They're expanding right now. I don't know where you're at financially, if you're happy with your job, if you're, you know, you're doing the best that you've ever done before, and that's okay if you are. But I really am looking for some people to help us out with our expansion. And I have a 20-minute video that basically explains in detail what exactly I'm talking about. It talks about the company, who we're looking for, anything else. And again, I don't know if you're going to be interested or not, but, you know, can you do me a favor? If I send this over to you, could you take a look at it and give me your honest feedback or opinion, see if it's something that maybe you have interest in or even someone else that you may know?
Yeah, I can watch it. What is it?
Well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not network marketing. Not that that's bad, but I'm not going to be asking for a check or a product or anything else. The video is outlined, going to explain everything for you. Okay, that video is really geared towards people that they're looking for to recruit off of advertisements. They're running advertisement campaigns and Craigslist, career builders, all that kind of stuff. So just ignore the part. You know, you don't have to send me the three reasons why you feel qualified to work with our company or anything. Okay, so it's really set up for that, but they're just not finding the quality of people that they're looking for. Make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
It'll explain on the video. It's really time sensitive to me. If I send it to you over right now, would you have a chance to look at it in the next 24 or 48 hours, or should I wait, you know, a week or two to send it to you?
No, you can send it to me. I can watch it this weekend. I got nothing really to do.
Oh, you can? Okay. So if I call you Monday, you would have had a chance to watch it by then?
Yeah. I work Monday, maybe around lunchtime or after.
Okay.
I get off work.
Like one or two on Monday?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you a call. And again, if you're watching it and you immediately think this is not something for me, that's totally fine, Marlon. Think about who you may know that may be interested in helping us, because I have a pretty awesome referral program put together. So if you're not interested, I can still show you how to make some money about people that you send my way. Fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, cool. I'll give you a call Monday.
All right.
And that's how my warm market call is going to go. And it all depends, guys. You got to read through the script. The script is outlined. It's right on agenttraining.info underneath training. The first thing you see there is called the recruiting script. It's going to give you all the possible scenarios. There's no way on this phone I can give you all the possible scenarios of what to say and how to say it. And maybe it's someone that you looked up to and you're asking for their opinion and honest feedback, and maybe someone that you're equal to, which is explained on the script. It's someone in your warm market you hang around. You're always buddy-buddy. You know, you're equal level of basically income-wise, everything else. And there's also people that look up to you. So if I'm calling someone that looks up to me, maybe I was their manager last job, and they know that you're successful or had success in the past. Maybe it's a daughter's friend. I don't know. If they look up to you in any way, that call's going to be completely different. You know, I may call them up and go, "Hey, Marlon, this is Nate. What's going on, buddy? Listen, when you told me the other day that you're looking for something, were you kidding around or were you being serious?"
"No, I was being serious.
I think I found it for you. A good friend of mine sent me something over, and I looked at it, and the first person I thought about was you. I said, you know what? Out of everyone I know, I think this guy's going to be the guy that could fit this description. They have a company expanding the area. I don't have a lot of time. I have a 20-minute presentation. I need you to watch it. I need you to watch it the next day or two. Fair enough?"
"Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to send it to you right now. Can you watch it today or tomorrow? It's really time sensitive for me."
"Tomorrow. I'm booked up
tomorrow? Okay. So tomorrow's, what day is tomorrow? I get loose track of time.
It's the 23rd, Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. So I'm going to call you Sunday. All right? So
okay.
I'm going to poise that call differently than somebody who's extremely successful, and let's say that Marlon has a real estate company and super, super successful, and hey, he's on the top of the world and makes millions of dollars and has a Ferrari or whatever. I'm still going to go, you know, Marlon?
Yeah, what's up?
How are you, sir? This is Nate Offord. I really appreciate you taking my call. I'm actually shocked you answered. I know how busy you are, but I really need a favor. I really need some help. I got involved in the company. I'm not going to go into all the details of it because I have a video that will explain it, and I'm really excited about it. And before I really jump in with both feet, I would really love to get your opinion. You know, everyone that I know personally, you are the most successful person business-wise that I know, and I really could use your help. I have a corporate overview they kind of designed it for, you know, their recruiting in terms of career builders list and ads and different things of that nature. So okay. I don't want you to think that I'm going to send it over to you and you need to tell me three reasons why you feel a fit for our company. Yeah. It's just a video that I watched. It's the only thing I have, and it will explain in detail what the company is, you know, what they do and how they do it.
Okay.
Would you mind, I know how busy you are, and it'd be so awesome if you can make this impact on me. I mean, I think it's a really good, solid opportunity for me, but I could use any direction, any help. Even I know that they're expanding the area. You may know some people that can help us too, but, you know, would you mind watching this? If I send it over to you, would you take 20 minutes out of your day and carve it out of your day and send it, take a look at it and really give me your feedback and any helpful hints or tips for me?
Yeah, sure. I can do that for you.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's very time sensitive for me. So again, if you're really too busy, I can wait a week or two, or do you think you have some time in the next day or two or next 3 days to watch it?
I'm actually going out of town this weekend. Next week would be better for me, actually.
Okay. I'll send it to your email. What was your email address again?
MarlonFaulkner@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You have no idea what this means to me. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll send it over to you in about a week, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Now, obviously, that call was poised differently. I was stuttering. My tonality was different. My inflection was different. And it basically, it's all about you taking your list and you qualify your list. You're going to qualify your list. Now, again, let me segregate this. If I'm calling Marlon's Warren Market, who's a successful realtor, I'm not going to be all like that, okay? I'm talking about your Warren Market, okay? Because Marlon's successful real estate guy is not your Warren Market. So I would state that call, and I would call him up using the script I did, but I would be complimenting him and building him up, and I would say, hey, listen, you know, we need your help. I don't think it's going to be something you're interested in, but the bottom line is, out of all the people Marlon knew, he said, you're the most successful. I mean, obviously, you know, considering your background, there's no shock or wonder why. I know how busy you are, but I really could use your help to see if you know any contacts or people that may be looking for an opportunity, right? And I can point it that way. So when you're calling your Warren Market, though, guys, you got to make a list. You got to go down, take your list out of your phone. Take your list off of your Facebook. Get your list out of it. Don't say, oh, I have them on my phone. That's not a list. That's a list that's embedded in your phone. You need to write it down on a piece of paper, and you got to start putting ranking those people. Scale 1 to 10, 10 being how well do you know them? 10 being your best friend, mom, brother, sister, aunt, and uncle. And I put, you know, Luann Offert, a 10, mom, you know. Cheryl Offert, 10, sister. And I don't necessarily want to recruit my mom and my sister, but I want to let everyone know and see what it is that I'm doing. They all need to see what it is that I'm doing. And then I'm going to start putting another a symbol next to their name. So if I have a list of 1,000 people or 1,500 people or minimum, guys, you should have a list of 100 people. I'm going to rank them a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being maybe someone I don't know that well. Maybe I go to the jiu-jitsu class with my son. We see him sitting down two rows down from us. She's some lady has brown hair, wears a ponytail all the time. We don't know her, but I'm going to go at least introduce myself so I can start to get to know her. That'd be like a 1 on my list. Lady from jiu-jitsu class, no idea what her name is. Lady from the swim team, lady from the basketball team, the bartender that I always go into that I can't remember her name because usually I have too many drinks, but, you know, we go there. I'm not that I'm saying I do this, but just hypothetically. So she knows you. She recognizes your face. She knows who you are. You know, strike up a conversation with her. Maybe she's a 4 or 5 because you have a familiarity with her, but you don't know her name yet. Or maybe you know their name, someone at church you talk to after church all the time, but you don't have a relationship. So you're going to put a scale 1 to 10 on how well you know them. And then the people that you do know, you're going to put on an arrow. Are they equal to me? Do they hang around the same circle of influence? Do they look up to me for any reason? Younger brother, younger sister, you know, person that used to work for you, someone that knows you're successful. If you are successful, you may have a lot more arrows down. So if they look up to you, I draw an arrow down. Not because you look down on them, but just it's going to be called a scale of influence. So, you know, I may put a list. Some of you guys that are successful listening to this and had great successful careers, you may have a lot of people that look up to you. Other you guys who may not have been that successful, you're going to have a lot of people that you look up to on the list. Whether you like it or not, your older brother thinks you should look up to them. Whether you like it or not, your mom and your dad think you should look up to them. Whether you like it or not, your old boss thinks you should look up to them. Whether you like it or not, a guy who drives a nicer car thinks you should look up to him. So instead of trying to go, well, I'm not going to look up to him, I'm just as equal. Who cares if it's a nice car? It doesn't mean anything. Just follow the system. It does mean something to him. So if you try to approach him as an equal, he doesn't feel like an equal, he's not going to listen to what you're saying. So you want to do the scale of influence, and you want to figure out, okay, are they equal to me? Are they in the same type of realm? Do we go to the same classes, the same church together, same type of financial income, same type of similar jobs, same type of, you know, home, so to speak? Are they equal to me? Do they look up to me, or do I look up to them? And you want to go through the script, guys, and read the script about how to approach those different types of people. We would spend 4 hours on the phone going through how to approach those different types of people. But you just got to keep in mind, when you get on the phone, you're always in a hurry. People are psychologically attracted to people that are in a hurry. You always be in a hurry. You're always moving. You're always going, especially if you've never been in a hurry and you call a friend and go, man, what's going on? Something's happening in his life. Why? He's moving fast. He's going. Successful people are always in a hurry. So I'm always in a hurry, and I'm telling them exactly for the reason that I'm calling. I don't want them to start building rapport and start talking about how's your kids, how's this going, how's that going, because, guys, people feel duped. If I jump on the phone, I go, hey, Marlon, how's your kids? Oh, it's great. Do you have a good summer? Oh, by the way, they're not going to say it on the phone, but they go, what a jerk. I haven't talked to this guy, Nate Offer, for 6 months or 6 weeks, especially people you haven't talked to for a while or a year. And all of a sudden, they're acting like they're interested in me so they can pitch me something, and they're not going to view the video the same way they would view it if you're straight up with them and they don't feel pitched. They feel like you're talking good about them and you're building up their ego. Does that make sense? It's going to change the whole way. Same video, same presentation, but it's going to change the entire way they look at it on how you poison. And you've got to be careful about that. So I'm always going to be in a hurry. Hey, listen, someone came across my desk I'm really excited about. I use that one all the time. Or a friend of mine showed me, or someone I respect very highly showed me something. The first person I thought about was you. Out of all the people I know, I mean, you're one of the most well-connected people. I mean, you throw a party, there's 100 people there, and I really respect that about you. I've always thought that. I always admired you that, you know, wherever you go, you're like the social butterfly and you know everybody. Oh, wow, they feel good about themselves, right? Now, if you're calling your, guys, use common sense. This is why it's so hard to teach you how to do this. If you're calling your best friend and you do that to your best friend, they're going to be like, what are you talking about me? Does that make sense? I mean, you've always admired me. It's going to sound cheesy. So you're going to be talking to people that aren't your 10s, your 6s and 7s and 8s. Maybe you know somebody through a friend of a friend, or you went out to a couple drinks, or one of the things I noticed at work, you're one of the hardest people at working, and I don't think you really get the credit you deserve. You know, I've only worked here for a short period of time. Maybe you say, hi, bye, hi, Mary, hi, Joe, how you doing? And you tell them a little bit and say, listen, you know, I want to, you know, call them up. That's the conversation you want to have. If I'm calling my best friend, Sue, and we hung out and we've been to the bars together, or we go to church together, or we go to the kids' soccer games together, I'm not going to tell her how much I admire her because she's the most well-connected person I know. Does that make sense? You got to use some common sense when you're going through the script. I would call her up and I would just, you just leverage your friendship. Hey, listen, Sue, how you doing? It's Nate. Hey, listen, I'm in a super, super hurry. Something came across my desk, and I need you to look at it. I want to see if you can see the dollar signs like I did. It's a 20-minute video. It's a link to the presentation. It's going to talk about this company. Don't worry, it's not network marketing. We're not going to be selling Tupperware, putting makeup on our friends, or anything like that, Sue, okay? I wouldn't do that to you. Not that it's bad, but I wouldn't do that to you. But they have a 20-minute presentation put together. They're basically, it's really geared towards people that are entering ads in the paper or like career builder or resumes and stuff. So don't need to call me back and tell me the three reasons why you feel like you're a good fit for the company. But it does explain what I'm talking about. I saw some major dollar signs. I don't know if you're going to be interested or not. So I'm going to send this link over to you. And do you think you have a chance to watch it here in the next day or two, Sue? Well, yeah, what is it? Sue, listen, I'm sending the link to you so you can see what it is. I'm not going to try to give you my watered-down information here. I'm sure you'd rather get 100% of the information as opposed to my 10, okay? Just look at it. Tell me if you see the dollar signs or you see an interest or think about it, you may know somebody else this could be a good fit for. I just need your help with this, okay? It's kind of time-sensitive. Can you watch it? So my tonality is different with my friend. I'm going to poise that conversation different with my friend. I don't want to sound like a cheesy, I don't want to say network marketer, but I want to sound like a cheesy sales pitch. Here it comes. To a really good friend of mine. And the only way you're going to get good at this, guys, is practice. My mentor always said, practice makes permanent. Oops, most of you guys probably thought it meant perfect, right? Practice makes permanent. If you practice doing something over and over again the wrong way, you just developed a bad habit. If you practice doing something over and over again the right way, you just developed a skill. And this is probably one of the most rewarding, most exciting, most money-making skill that you could ever, ever develop is how to prospect like a professional. And you're going to get a video coming out, and if you're listening to this now, it's already out. Make sure you watch it. It's going to be called Prospect Like a Professional. We're going to teach you the art behind this skill. Because if you can learn how to prospect like a professional, no matter what you do in your life, you will never have to worry about money ever again. And it's funny because we talk about recruiting, and people, it's like recruiting is this big loaded word where people go, oh my gosh, I have to recruit. You don't have to recruit. But our armed forces, the very people who protect the country that we live in, are constantly recruiting. Championship football teams are constantly recruiting. Can you imagine the team that won the Super Bowl last year goes, hey guys, we made it. We won the Super Bowl. We have all the players we need. No more recruiting. It'd be pretty dumb, wouldn't it? So if the armed forces are recruiting, colleges are recruiting, baseball teams are recruiting, NFL franchises are recruiting. Wouldn't it make sense that we get good at a skill that some of the most successful entities and dollar amounts, guys, sports players, millions of dollars. Colleges earn millions of dollars. Wouldn't it be smart in our best interest to start doing and following what they do in order for them to build successful teams? The reason we have one of the best armed forces, we're constantly recruiting. They want a few good men. Well, what we're looking for right now, guys, is a few good men and women to go out there and learn this art of how to prospect like a professional and build an organization to where one day you not only are not working, but you have your team prospecting, building an organization and business being in writing so you can be off doing what you really want to do in your life and what you are called to do in your life and what your mission and purpose that we all know. We used to sit down one day and go, if I had all the money in the world, what would I do? And it's different from what I do on this phone. But this skill and you memorizing and practicing and learning this can produce you to have everything you've always wanted in the world and make finances not an issue. So get to work, print these scripts off, start studying, start practicing, and start doing this. And I look forward to hearing all the incredible success stories of the big, massive organizations and agencies you've all built.